Chaz and AJ News.
Man, this guy's life has been one tragic event after another, starting with his dad's death. Tiger Woods, lucky to be alive, following a high-speed single-car crash near L.A. that caused multiple fractures in his leg, requiring immediate surgery. Woods, 45, was conscious and alert as he was pulled out through the front windshield of a badly damaged luxury SUV following the wreck. Here's the police radio.
Traffic calls in the ALS now. Person's trapped. Sheriff on scene. Vehicle off the side of the road.
Woods' serious injuries included a shattered ankle and two leg fractures, one of which was a compound. Here's the sheriff's office recounting the accident.
At 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods. Deputies, at the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment.
The airbags deployed, the inside of the car stayed basically intact, giving Woods the cushion to survive what would have been otherwise a fatal crash. Here's how they found out it was Tiger Woods.
When I arrived on the scene, Mr. Woods was seated in the driver's seat. I made contact with him, and I ensured that he was able to speak to me. I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Tiger, and at that moment, I immediately recognized him. I asked him if he knew where he was, what time of day, just to make sure he was oriented. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
Dr. Ron Clark, MD, Associate Chief of Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus, on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How bad is that?
It's pretty bad. So he had a pretty significant right lower leg injury. When I was reading through the press reports, he basically had comminuted open fractures of his upper and lower portions of his tibia and fibula. And if we break that down of what that actually means, comminuted means more than two pieces. Open means that part of the bone was out of the skin, so sticking through the skin, which is very common with a car accident injury with significant force like that. It is a huge problem in the sense that there's a lot of things that Tiger is going to have to worry about, like infection risk. These people, when they come into the ER, we give them a tetanus booster. We give them IV antibiotics, usually something called ANSEF, because he's going to have a long road to have that heal, just the fact that it broke through his skin, that you know there's bacteria in the skin that's now in his system. And when they take him to surgery, you generally have to do that very quickly with open fractures to wash it all out, to try to get all the bacteria out of there. Because remember, you can't see bacteria, but it's all over our skin. And now that his skin is broken and he's going to have multiple surgical issues that he'll have to that will arise in the future as well, they're going to have to, you know, see how it heals, see if the pieces go back together the way they're supposed to. From what I was reading about, that they actually had to stabilize. So you have two bones in your lower leg. You have a tibia and a fibula. They had to stabilize his tibia, which is the bigger bone in your leg, with a rod. And then they put basically screws and pins in other places to basically pull everything back together, kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. The orthopedic surgeon has to put all the pieces back together as best they can. That recovery is going to be a long process for him. So, you know, his golf days are going to be in question in the future.
Wow. And he was just waiting for his back doctors to say you could play again. He was hoping to be ready for the Masters.
Yeah, he's not going to be playing the Masters this year. I can guarantee that.
Really?
We don't obviously have access to the medical record, but I do have the press reports of what happens. They also actually had to perform something called a surgical release of the covering muscle. That's something called compartment syndrome, which can be very significant, and it's common in tibia injuries. You know, if everyone kind of grabs their lower leg, there's not much meat there or space there in the front. So when you break the bone, sometimes the pressure builds up in there so significantly underneath the muscle that they have to actually release it. It's kind of like flaying open a fish.
They actually
said in one of the press releases, yeah, they said that it was a surgical release of the covering muscle was required to relieve the pressure. To me, that's a fancy way of saying that he had compartment syndrome and the pressure was so great in there that if you don't release the pressure with a release, you can actually get nerve and blood vessel injuries that can be permanent. So he has a lot going on, you know, multiple fractures in his tibia and fibula, both the bones of his leg, the upper and lower portion. It was open, the bones sticking through his skin, and he had so much pressure that the orthopedic doctor had to basically fillet him open to relieve the pressure.
Gosh.
So he's got a pretty significant recovery ahead of him.
That bone being out, the compound fracture,
yep.
Does that open him up to a greater risk of infection?
Because absolutely. Absolutely. He has a huge risk of infection, huge, that, you know, it's just something that's going to, they're going to have him on antibiotics. So he'll be on IV antibiotics for days, and then they'll see how the surgical recovery is progressing while he's in the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital for a few days, and then they give you the IV antibiotics, and then when he goes home, wherever he goes to, he'll be on oral antibiotics for a period of time as well. But it is a huge risk. Any open fracture is a surgical emergency. So if they come in through the emergency room, you know, I call my orthopedic surgeon, and they do exactly what happened to Tiger. They bring him to the OR because you got to, like, wash it out with, like, gallons and gallons of normal saline and just kind of try to – they use syringes to kind of pressure wash. They're pressurized to kind of push all the bacteria and dirt or whatever else is in there out of there. But he's got so many different pieces of bone in there, the fact that it's comminuted – he's otherwise pretty healthy other than his back issues. So it should heal, but it doesn't always heal. And if it doesn't heal, that's called non-union. And then sometimes you got to go back in and do more surgeries. So, I mean, he's got a long road ahead of him.
How long do you think he'll be in the hospital based on what you know?
Probably 3 to 4 days.
Oh, that's not bad. And then
yeah.
You think he'll be able to walk out of the hospital?
I'm not sure if he's going to be able to walk 3 or 4 days from now. It's going to depend. Sometimes they'll put what we call an external fixator. They put a device on the outside of the leg to stabilize the bones as well. He's probably going to be off his leg for a while. Probably the best maybe with crutches and a big cast on his leg.
Wow. And but, how long before he plays again, you think?
I think he's got months ahead before he's playing any golf at the earliest, and that's assuming he doesn't get an infection, which a lot of people do.
Okay, what's the worst case scenario with the infection? Can he lose a leg?
Could he be septic?
Oh yeah, both. So you could remember his bones were sticking through his legs from a car accident that, you know, I don't know what he hit his leg against, but the, you know, if you get a leg infection, get what we call a MRSA infection, or, you know, the type of bacteria that sometimes you pick up in the hospital, you could lose your leg. You could get septic, exactly what Ashley said, that you could get septic and die from that. I mean, this is a big issue for him, and that's why they rush you right to surgery to try to wash all that bacteria out of there. I mean, there's millions of bacteria that's in, like, crawling in his leg, and you got to wash all that out of there. He should do fine, but there are a ton of complications that can happen, and a lot of these people require multiple surgeries to allow it to heal properly.
I was at an event where a guy was on a zip line and fell off the zip line, hit the ground, and he had a compound fracture, and a guest at the party flicked dirt off the end of the bone because there was dirt and grass stuck to the end of the bone.
You want your skin to stay intact. You don't want it to be open to the outside. I can tell you also, Chaz, that the fact that he lived was because he wore his seatbelt, which is a good shout out to him that he was wearing the seatbelt.
Well, you can't not wear it now in a new car because it'll make you crazy.
It will. And again, I feel uncomfortable when I get in the car. If I don't wear it, you feel uncomfortable. Like,
right.
You feel like you just need to click it in, and that's just part of what we do. But I can tell you that's what saved his life. And the L.A. County Sheriff's Department said the same thing, that if he wasn't wearing the seatbelt, it would have been a fatal injury.
This is Dr. Ron Clark. He's worked in an emergency room. He wrote a book about surviving the emergency room. What is the most compound fractures you've seen on one person?
I saw a person from a hang gliding accident years ago that had probably six open fractures of the, so basically six portions of his bone from the hip to the ankle were out. He had tried to hang glide and it didn't work out so well. There wasn't much wind and he went right down the side of the mountain.
Oh no.
They do hang gliding.
You know, in a cartoon, that's funny.
Right.
When it's in real life, it's horrific.
Yep, yeah. He literally jumped off because you got to jump and you got to get an updraft of wind to take off, and he didn't get it and just literally hit the side of the mountain coming down. There were a couple ledges that he hit, so he didn't die, but he came in with multiple bones sticking out of his femur, the big bone in your upper leg. And
that's supposed to be one of the most painful breaks, right?
Oh,
your femur?
Oh, yeah. Your femur is a large bone injury, and you're going to have a lot of significant pain from that. We usually, when they break those bones, the femur, sometimes we have to pull it out, and it's called a hair traction device to kind of stabilize the bone pieces because as they rub, the nerves hurt, and it's extremely painful.
Well, thank you for coming on, Dr.
My
Rod
pleasure.
Clark, Associate Chief of Emergency Medicine in the Hospital, Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus, author of Surviving the Emergency Room, available on Amazon.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.